Dear listeners, now we come to the last episode in this series of the podcast, Swamiji's play on this planet is finally coming to an end. The passing. The last months of Swami Vivekananda were spent at Belur Math. He continued to teach and help people until the very end. He had great love for people and wanted to help them as much as he could. He knew that the end was near, and he prepared for it. He even told his disciples that he would not live much longer. They could not believe it, however, for he looked cheerful and his health seemed to be improving. They fondly hoped he would live for some more years. Just 3 days before his passing, he was walking in the Belur Math grounds with Swami Premananda. Swamiji pointed to a particular place and said, "When I give up the body, cremate it there." Today, the Vivekananda temple stands on that very spot. Then came the last day, July 4th, 1902. He went to the chapel in the morning and closed all the windows and doors. He meditated there for 3 hours and then began to sing a beautiful song about the Divine Mother. Coming down from the shrine, he walked back and forth in the courtyard for a while. He took his meal with the monks in the dining hall. After lunch, he held a class on Sanskrit grammar with the Brahmacharins. The class lasted for over 2 hours, and he appeared a little tired afterwards. Later, he went on a long walk with Swami Premananda. Swamiji spoke about his idea of starting a Vedic college at the Math. After returning from the walk, the Swamiji talked for a while with the monks. Evening came. Swamiji became more and more quiet and did not pay much attention to what was going on around him. The bell rang for the evening service, and Swamiji went to his own room. He sat in meditation, facing the Ganga. After an hour, Swamiji called one of his disciples and asked him to fan his head. He lay on the bed, and this disciple fanned him for a time and then began to massage his feet. The disciple thought that the Swamiji was sleeping. Once, Swamiji's hand shook a little. Then he took 2 deep breaths. The disciple saw that something strange had happened. He called a monk who examined Swamiji. He found that there was no pulse, no breath. This was Swamiji's Mahasamadhi. It was a few minutes after 9 o'clock in the evening. Swamiji had worked hard throughout his life. Now, the tired child slept in the lap of the mother. His life was finished, but his work goes on. His call to his countrymen was, "Arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached." His countrymen did hear his call. A great awakening began in the country, followed by a period of intense activity. Men and women began to work selflessly for the poor and the downtrodden. Many people trace India's independence directly to the great movement, the great ideas, and the great inspiration that began with and after Swami Vivekananda. End of story. Even though Swamiji's life comes to an end, he continues to live in the hearts of millions of people in India and the rest of the world. I would like to end this episode and the series in this podcast by singing the song Swamiji sang to the Divine Mother Kali for one last time in that chapel at Belur Math on July 4th, 1902. Loosely translated, here's what the song means. "Is my mother Shema or Kali black. People say that Kali means black, but my mind says that this is not so. In her dark beauty, the naked one illuminates the lotus of my heart. Shema ma ki amar khalo re, Shema ma ki amar khalo. Loke bole kali kalo amar monto bole na kalo re. Kalo rupe digombori, kalo rupe digombori, hridi poddo kore moralo re shema. Ma ki amar khalo. Is my mother Shema black? She is sometimes white, at other times yellow, again blue, and a vibrant red. The mother's true nature is beyond my understanding, and in contemplating her life, my whole life has dissolved. Shema kokono sheto, kokono pito, kokono nilo lohito re mayer, shebabo kemone bujite na pari, shebabo kemone bujite na pari, babite janam gelo re shema. Ma ki amar khalo. And in the final stanza, is my mother Shema black? Sometimes she is of the spirit, sometimes she is matter, and then she is the transcendent void beyond both. Lost in her ecstasy, Kamalakanta has gone insane. Is my mother Shema black? Shema kokono purusho, kokono prakriti, kokono shunno karhe mayer, shebabo babiya kamola kanto, shebabo babiya kamola kanto, shohoje pagol holo re shema. Ma ki amar kalo re shema, ma ki amar kalo. Peace to all, love to all. Thank you so much for listening.